for a roll, nation for a roll, Hidden Valley, North Charlotte, stop where.
Let's go.
This is my spot.
What?
Morning Man House, don't stop.
What?
98 on top. Charlotte got the game on lock.
Let him know.
This is my spot. Morning Man House, don't stop. Power 98 on top.
On top.
Charlotte got the game on lock.
On lock. Top to him, big dog.
Morning Man House, don't stop.
Yeah. Okay. Spot 98 WPG, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. Welcome to No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse. It is the Thursday edition, 64 degrees. Today's high is going to be right near 82. And yes, the rain is still here. It's going to be on and off all day long. Probably off most of the morning. And then starting back around lunchtime is what they're saying as I'm reading in my hood. Weather radar report. Starting back around lunchtime. That's what they calling for, man. More rain around lunchtime with a high right around 82. Overnight rain. Got some streets flooded. Got some creeks flooded. But should be an okay drive if you do have to go somewhere this morning, all right? But if you have to catch the bus or you're out there and you got to walk somewhere, I would take a light jacket and a small umbrella because, like I said, rain is slated to come back around lunchtime. But you can run up on a pop-up shower. In the meantime, y'all say what's up to Miss Jessica, the girl next door inside No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse.
Good morning to you. Good morning to you. We're all in our places with bright smiling faces, and this is the way we start our new day. Good morning, everyone.
What's up with it, though?
Ain't nothing. How you doing?
I'm good. How you feeling?
I'm feeling good. It's Thursday. Do it.
Yes, sir. Sorry, I had to get that out of my system. You good, though?
Okay. What'd you say?
I said you good, though.
I am. I'm wonderful.
All right. Also in the Madhouse with me this morning, y'all say what's up to comedian Bebe.
I say good morning.
Everybody on East.
Good morning.
South.
Good morning.
North.
Good morning.
Man, put the dub up for the West.
Good morning.
What's up, Bebe? How you feeling this morning?
What's happening?
Oh, man, I'm going to tell you what's happening. Been watching all these videos coming out of Minneapolis.
Let's go.
Oh, my gosh. What are they doing up there? Man, that Target didn't do nothing to nobody, man.
What?
That Target ain't do nothing to nobody.
It's in the city.
You got to tear the Target up,
collateral
though.
Damage.
Oh. But I did see that they placed 75 officers outside of the officer who murdered George Floyd's. They placed 75 officers outside of his home.
Run him up out of there.
And they standing guard like they are guarding the president. I think that he got more guards than Donald Trump got right now. That's how many people are out there guarding his home, or was out there guarding his home last night. So I'm thinking they're going to be there for a while. I mean, can they guard it forever or for a long period of time? But I was watching that video last night when they ran up to his house, and they had about 75 officers out there. Watched that encounter, and you was telling me about another video that I missed, Bert.
Man, they was out there. While the city was burning, singing 504.
Not Simity Adium hunting them down. That's pop, exact, pop, pop, pop.
That's exactly
what they were
that
playing out there, burping.
Yes.
Oh, man, they crazy. I mean, that's what they was doing?
Yeah.
Wow. Simity Adium hunting them down. Pop, 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 pop.
They was ready for whatever.
Yeah. It's, well,
they, I don't know if you can hear it.
I hope it's clean.
It's clean.
Yeah. Yeah, okay, Burp. Thank you. All right.
We can't hear that, Burp.
Yeah, it's way over there. Like. Thank you, Burp. Did you watch any of the videos, Jess?
I saw a couple of them. Yeah, definitely saw a couple of them.
Yeah, it's been crazy up there. I mean, but you got to feel their heart. You got to feel the pain that they're going through right now in their city, so. We're going to continue to follow this story closely as it continues to develop. As now the family has hired Ben Crump, and the family said they want the officer arrested for murder. And that's the same thing that the lawyer firm is demanding too, that they are demanding that this officer be arrested and charged with murder. The mayor of the city up there did speak out, and he said he committed the police chief on moving swiftly for arresting, I mean, for firing all four officers. And the mayor even called for the officer to be arrested for murder. You know, he said he's going to refer to the district attorney. And from that point, we'll see what happens. All right, y'all, welcome to Nola Malaria in the Morning Madhouse. We got an action-packed show for y'all today. Tamar Braxton going to be stopping through via telephone. She's going to be telling us about her brand new show, To Catch a Beautician. Of course, you know, at the 6 o'clock hour, we got a crazy news story for you. Ms. Jessica's got the Nosy Neighbor News at 7:24. Incognito's live in the kitchen at 7:50. Bourbon's got Shut Your Dumb Ass Up right about 8:10. It's Nola Malaria in the Morning Madhouse. Let's get it started with your inspirational power word of the morning, Pastor R.J. Davis of Nations Ford Community Church.
Good morning. I'm Pastor R.J. Davis, and this is your moment of inspiration. What are you worried about? What's causing you?
Power 98 WPG, Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B. It's Nola Malaria in the Morning Madhouse, 64 degrees. Today's high is going to be right in the 82. Watch out for rain right around noontime. And y'all know what time it is, man. 6:09, 9 minutes out to 6 o'clock. Sign for that hashtag, hashtag MHQOTD, your Madhouse question of the day.
Let's talk about who? Let's talk about. Let's talk about who?
All right, Madhouse Nation, it's time for us to check in with your Madhouse question of the day. And today we want to know, outside of social media, what has been your favorite app to use during the pandemic?
Man, listen, I've discovered, well, I ain't gonna say I've discovered, I've started to use so many different apps. But the one that I love right now is Robinhood. I be checking my stocks every day. They going up and down, up and down. They going up and down. They end up doing a lean with it, rock with it. But I like the app because it makes stock buying easy. And they even got certain parts that give you notes. It tells you if people are buying the stock, if they're holding the stock, what percentage of the people bought this stock. And it kind of breaks it down and make it really, really simple and easy. So Robinhood is one of them. My other one is Chick-fil-A. Because for some reason, Chick-fil-A just been hitting different during this pandemic. So shout out to Chick-fil-A, man. Shameless plug for them. But my second app, I would say, is Chick-fil-A. So Chick-fil-A app and Robinhood.
For me, I really only use social media. I guess Pinterest.
What's on
Pinterest? Is my go-to.
They sell stuff on Pinterest, right?
They can give you the link to where you can go to buy things on Pinterest, but Pinterest is more of like a place to get ideas to do things.
Yeah. Like a do-it-yourself app, almost.
Pinterest is sort of like a bulletin board.
Okay,
it's like a bulletin board. People go on there and they post different articles, they post different pictures and things like that. So say that you wanted to redo your backyard, you can go on there and you can look up different things and, you know, pin different things on Pinterest that'll give you ideas or show you how to do it. So yeah, Pinterest.
Okay, that's what's up. Bert, what you got, big dog?
I'm going with Bank of America because I'm always checking my account. Cash App. Hello, send me some money.
Send me some money. I'm hunting them down.
Hunting them down. I do a lot of sports apps.
Yeah.
And
they said that right now sports apps are trending like at the top of everybody's list. For the simple fact there's no sports going on.
Right.
And they've been putting a lot of more material on their apps than
Of sports apps on my phone. I got ESPN, I got the Hornets app, I got WWE, NBA, NFL, Redskins. I literally check all of those.
We hear them every morning.
And my
I think I've heard every wrestling match for the last 6 years.
And it's this app called J23, which talks about the Jordans that are coming
up. Oh, word?
Yeah.
Coming okay.
up and the release dates.
Yeah.
For those apps. So I mean, for those shoes. So.
All right. So what's the question? Hashtag MHQOTD, Ms. Jessica.
We want to know, what's that app? What's that go-to app outside of social media that has been your favorite during this pandemic?
All right. How do they tap in?
Hit us up on our Instagram pages at Hey Ms. Jessica, at I Am No Limit Larry, at I Am Burpee. Or you can leave it on our voicemail, 704-227-8780.
start the whip. Turn up the radio. Your morning is lit.
Give me the big Ben the cheese. We be
Power 98 WPG, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B is No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse. JC right there, Big Pimpin' Man, little throwback for y'all this morning. And DMX has stood on his word again. A couple days ago, he was on another Instagram show, and he didn't back down from him saying that he wanted to battle Jay-Z. Here's what DMX had to say.
You know who I want to battle. I mean, I put it out there, I want to battle Jay. I mean, I was with Nori, and I was like, I did call him my arch nemesis. I didn't mean it like that, you know what I'm saying? Because we all cool, but when you say do it for the culture, what better matchup than that? What better matchup than that? You know? Listen, I'm not worried about anybody. My catalog is crazy. I'm not worried about anybody. And, but you know who I'm going after.
Woo! What y'all think? DMX, Jay-Z. Jessica, tell your bestie to pull up to the battle, Jessica. Tell him to pull up to the battle.
Listen, this will never happen.
Why not? Why not?
Because those versus battles last for 2-3 hours, and there's no way that Jay-Z is going to sit up there for 2-3 hours and engage with DMX.
Oh,
it's
man.
Not gonna happen.
Come on, man. But Jay is for the culture, though. For the culture, Jay.
Do you think that this is going to happen?
I think anything in this life is possible. I've seen a lot of things in this life that I never thought would happen. So I'm going to say anything is possible. I think Jay might do it for
impossible.
The culture. I think he might do it for the culture. I don't know. I mean, and you know, Jay-Z, he don't take challenges lightly. You know what I mean? You know, you challenge the king, he gonna step up. Now he gonna do something. I'm just putting it out there just in case.
I think you have wishful thinking.
I mean, hey, you never know, bro. You never know. For the culture.
Right.
I think that would definitely shut the internet down. They going to need 400 million servers to hold these numbers for Jay-Z and DMX. Because, like I have to agree with D. D catalog is crazy. DMX got a crazy catalog. Jay do too. DMX does too. For the culture, I would love to see it. All right. Nosy Neighbor News Quickie.
It's the Nosy Neighbor News Quickie.
Y'all nosy.
Man, these folks got to hit his No cap.
6:22, Nosy Neighbors. Time for your first Nosy Neighbor News Quickie of the morning. Oscar award-winning actress Octavia Spencer made a confession on her birthday. She's been lying about her age, y'all. She posted the video on Instagram on Monday, admitting that she was turning 50 and not 48. She said that people were calling her out. She would say, "We went to school together. I'm turning 50. How are you turning 48? She said to the camera, "Because I want to be." She says it all seems so trivial now, so she came clean. So Octavia Spencer been lying about her age. I'm Miss Jessica, the girl next door. That is your Nosy Neighbor News Quickie.
I want to know what it is Quick is trying to say.
That's your Nosy Neighbor News.
Quickie! Tell that.
Here's music from Janae Aiko. It's on the way here on Charlotte's Plug, Power 98.
Power 98 WPG, Charlotte's Plug for new hip-hop and R&B. It's No Limit Larry, the Morning Madhouse. Janae Aiko, OTW, the P-Fairy. Hey, Janae Aiko.
Yes,
No Limit Larry, the Morning Madhouse. And, of course, you got to hit that hashtag, the Madhouse Question of the Day, hashtag MHQOTD. What is it today, Ms. Jessica?
And we want to know, outside of social media, what has been your go-to app during this pandemic?
But that Robinhood app, that Stock app, and, of course, you know, Chick-fil-A. I'm going to go with those two right now.
I'm going Pinterest. Pinterest and YouTube. Pinterest and YouTube.
I do a lot of sports apps. I have a lot of sports apps on my phone. And Bank of America, okay? Make sure my money's still right.
You ain't got no money, man.
I don't. But I got to make sure the little bit that's in there still.
You got to, you know, you got I'm just messing with your burp. All right, how do we tap in on this?
Hit us up on our Instagram pages at Hey Miss Jessica, at I Am No Limit Larry, at I Am Burpee, or leave it on our voicemail, 704-227-8780.
Your Madhouse Classic Throwback is on the way, and Crazy News is Pot 98.
Y'all sleeping on me, huh? Had a good snooze.
Wake your ass. That's
crazy. All right, No Limit Larry, the Morning Madhouse, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. Today's Crazy News. Burpee got this one. What you got for him, Burpee?
Well, what's one of the crazy states that we always talk about, Larry?
South Carolina.
What's another one?
Florida.
Another one.
California.
It ain't none of them.
What?
I ain't gonna take no more of this monkey shit. It ain't even in the United States.
Okay.
This happened in, I never knew how to pronounce this part of India. Is it Delhi or Delhi?
D-E-L-H-I. I know what you're talking about.
That place in India. A monkey was caught on camera.
The monkeys over there be acting up too. They do. They be in the street. They be throwing stuff. They be running up on people.
It showed a monkey breaking into an ATM at a convenience store.
No.
I'm not lying.
I got to see the video. I got to see. I don't believe.
But he opened the whole ATM up and didn't even take no damn money. He just took a piece of plastic off the ATM to play with.
Who done thought that damn monkey had to rob the ATM?
I ain't going to take no more of this monkey shit.
Well, it's not really a crime, is it?
He destroyed property.
He did destroy property.
Kind of sort of a crime. Yeah, he bust the ATM open. Like, he broke the ATM open.
Well, that's a strong-ass monkey.
How, Sway?
You seen Planet of the Apes?
It was a big monkey?
It was one of them little, them big shoulder monkeys. Looked like Rafiki from the Lion King.
It was a chimpanzee?
No, it was like the little gray monkey.
Oh, I don't know what kind of monkey that is.
With the long face.
That's where chimps have long faces.
And where was the ATM?
It was inside a convenience store.
So the monkey went in the convenience store.
No, I'm sorry. It was the State Bank of India.
Oh, okay.
So he walked into a bank?
Thug life. An ATM.
So he went in there. So the monkey.
From the looks of the video, it looked like he held up the banana like it was a gun.
Burp, I don't believe this story, Burp. I don't believe you. Making
no,
it up.
No, he had a banana.
Burp, you making it up.
Look, Larry, the video is right here. I'm not lying.
Let me see the monkey go get the money, man.
Look at the monkey. Look at the monkey.
I see the monkey.
Watch him bust it open. He about to bust open the ATM. Look at him pulling up. Look, see, I'm not lying.
Jessica, this is a strong-ass monkey. That monkey ain't playing. If this was a person that he ripped down like that, they whole body would be open.
Hey,
right
you
now.
See that video where that monkey snatched up that little girl? I don't know if you saw that video went viral maybe last week. A little girl was sitting on the street in another country, and the monkey just walked, same kind of monkey, just walked up to her and grabbed her by the leg. These monkeys are strong. I ain't going to take no more of this monkey shit. They got opposable thumbs, man. That's why they going up in these ATMs.
Why did the monkey? So the monkey didn't go in there. Somebody taught that monkey how to do that, first of all. They done told him, because you know we watched Planet of the Apes. You know you could train monkeys to do certain things. So somebody done told that monkey to go to the ATM, and the monkey just didn't. He didn't complete the task. He's supposed to get the money too. But you say he didn't get no money.
No, he walked out with a piece of plastic.
Oh, that was a dumb monkey.
Yeah, that was a stupid monkey.
You gonna, if you going to take the damn ATM apart, at least get some money out of it.
What I want to know, I ain't going to take no more of this monkey shit. Madhouse Nation. What can your animal do? What can your pet do?
I've seen people do all kind of things with their pets. I've seen people smoke weed with their pets. I've seen people drink with their pets.
No, I don't want to hear about none of that.
I'm just telling you.
No, what is your pet's secret talent? This is a talent. Busting down ATMs?
he yanked on that ATM.
He really did tell his ATM.
We want to know what talent does your pet have? Mm. Not what you out here just doing with your pet that's stupid. What talent does your pet have?
I don't think nobody in Madhouse Nation got no pet that's out here doing no talent, Jessica. I don't think they rapping and singing and dancing.
I'm out. Or you TikTok. Do remember that we did have a Madhouse talent show, pet talent show.
I do remember that.
We did.
So we have some very talented pets in Madhouse Nation.
I want to hear somebody call in and tell me what they pet can do, because you know what, Ms. Jessica. And burp.
I ain't gonna take no more of this monkey shit.
I promise you that. 570-WPEG. Let us know what your pet can do. What is your pet's talent? I don't believe it. Pot out of here.
Start the whip. Turn up the radio. Your morning is lit. Give me that with No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse. On Power 90.
Yeah, I'm young, but I got something to lose. In the street, I didn't pay all my dues.
No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse. Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B. Lil Baby, something to prove. And this monkey Burpee was talking about has something to prove on that crazy news story. Burpee, what'd you say the monkey did?
The monkey out in Delhi, India, broke into the State Bank of Delhi and broke into an ATM. literally snatched the ATM dead open.
He did snatch this ATM.
I'm not lying. It's video footage.
I need one of them.
But he only walked away with a piece of plastic.
Nah, I'm gonna train around. See, and then I want to.
That won't seize
them. I want to know, do they fingerprint monkeys? Because I'm going to show.
Do monkeys have fingerprints? That's a good question.
Because I would show up. We got to call Dr. Scientist on this. Do monkeys have fingerprints? Because you know what I would do? If I had a monkey like that, I would take them to different ATMs and I'm going to be paid. Can they charge me for something? I didn't do it. The monkey. I didn't do it. The monkey did it.
We can call Dr. Science this morning and find out.
Yeah, can we call Dr. Can you get Dr. Science on the line? We're going to find out if monkeys have fingerprints.
He ain't teaching. He ain't up this early in the morning.
He is teaching. People go to virtual school.
He's still up this early?
Has it ever stopped us from calling him before a burpee?
Yeah, call him, wake his ass up. Coming up, Madhouse Nation, we want to find out from you, what talent does your pet have? Because this pet monkey right here, he's very talented. Any monkey that go rip up an ATM is very talented. He work out and everything. 570-WPEG, if your pet got some talent, let us know. Pop Smoke, Dior, while you dialing this Power 98.
Trap House Mob.
Roll another one.
Yo, I'm up in all the stores. When it rains, it pours. She like the way I...
Power 98 WPG, Charlotte's Plum for new hip hop and R&B. And before we go back in the crazy news story, we was asking the question because the crazy news story is about what, Burpee?
It's about a monkey.
Well, hold on,
in
don't
India.
Tell. Let's tell the person on the phone.
Yeah, we gonna. I mean, but tell them what the story is about, though.
The story is about a monkey in India who broke into the State Bank of India ATM.
Mm-hmm.
He literally broke open the ATM. It's on video. And he just walked away with a piece of plastic. But he really broke into an ATM.
And so we called Dr. Science.
Hey, Dr. Science. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning.
we woke him up out of sleep because he's down in the ATL. Man. He's working on a big science project in the ATL. Trying to help get rid of COVID-19.
So, Brian,
see, I tell you,
a.k.a.
I tell you,
Dr. Science.
The caller ID.
We woke him up.
I don't block your number. I see that right.
Oh, you blocked that number. Well, that's why we call you from somebody else's number this time.
So, listen, morning, here's y'all. What we want to know. This monkey broke into an ATM. There's actual video footage of it, but we're trying to make sure that the police get the right monkey. So we want to know, do monkeys have fingerprints?
I'm thinking that if my thinking is if monkeys can break into ATMs, then I'm going to get me one from somewhere and I'm going to take them to a few ATMs. So I want to know, do monkeys have fingerprints?
My vote is yes.
My vote is no.
So are you looking to train a monkey?
No, we're trying to catch a thief.
Or maybe train a monkey.
I'm saying
maybe if they don't have fingerprints, we might be on to something.
Right. And I'm going to send you this video that I have of this monkey breaking in this ATM. And during this COVID-19 pandemic, we all can get paid.
The same way Corona started in another country and made its way over here. These monkey bandits are on the way to the United States.
Well, if they
we need to know, do monkeys have fingerprints, Dr. Yes. Science?
So, yeah, I mean, I would have to do some more research, but we're all part of that same kind of great ape family. We're all related. And so, yeah, I would think apes, monkeys, have fingerprints. Now, I would have to do some more research because y'all calling me first thing in the morning with the monkey fingerprint question. But I would say, because since we're all in that same kind of family of animals, monkeys have fingerprints.
But so here's the second part of the question. Who keeps a database of monkey fingerprints?
Yeah.
Because there is a human database of fingerprints, but there is no monkey database
of
fingerprints.
Larry. That's a good one.
I'm going to get me a damn monkey.
Well, no, hold on. Let me add a third question to this. If monkeys have fingerprints, Is there an animal that doesn't have fingerprints? Maybe we can train that animal, Larry.
It gotta be strong though, like a monkey. Maybe an elephant. Maybe an elephant.
Does have fingerprints, Brian?
I don't know if I want to be involved in this. In this
Oh no, you're an accomplice now.
Oh yeah.
You gotta have a mastermind.
Yeah, I'm Big Meats. You Terry.
Yeah.
Ooh, I got it. Uh-oh. I got it, guys. Uh-huh. I got it.
Here go Burpee with his thoughts. What you got, Burpee?
No. It's right here. Google.
That Google's not always right.
Humans, along with
our... We call Dr. Science. We don't need Google. No, right.
Okay, well...
Really, now I'm insulted.
Go wake the man up out of sleep.
Do you don't insult out? My brother, yeah. Burpee.
No, dang, I'm not insulted. I just looked it up. Humans, along with our closest relatives, chimps and gorillas, are pretty much the only animals that have fingerprints. The only other is the koala.
The koala bear?
The koala bear.
I don't trust it. I want to hear from Dr. Science.
Yeah, Dr. Science, get back to me when you finish your COVID-19 research this morning.
I'm gonna call us back. More research on this. I'm gonna definitely do some more research on this. Thank y'all very much for giving me something to do today.
Yes. All right, and
look up monkey fingers.
And while you're doing that, can you please find out how I can buy me a monkey? Because I really want one now. I want one of the big. I want one of the big monkeys that was walking down the street.
Two words, lad. Joe Exotic.
No, he was selling tigers.
Yeah, we got the Monkey King now, huh? Monkey King. All right, y'all. It's always good talking to y'all.
Go back to sleep, Dr. Science. Right.
Bye, Brian.
I ain't gonna take no more of this monkey.
Oh man. I don't know, but listen, I'm going to tell y'all right now, I'm on the search. Everybody else been ordering everything off of Amazon. I am now on the search for this type of monkey.
A monkey?
That was in the... I need this particular type of monkey. Yeah, they probably got one on Amazon. They got everything else on there. Coming up, man, we're going to let y'all shine.
You want that monkey.
You got to go to Craigslist. You got to go to Backpage.
No, I'm not going to Backpage.
This is WPEG Concord, Charlotte, Gastonia, Rock Hill.
Way more fresher.
Charlotte's number one for hip-hop and R&B.
All day, every day.
And your home for No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse. Every morning.
Here on Power 98.
Do monkeys have fingerprints? Another Larry Morning Madhouse coming up. We're going to let y'all shine. I'm going to let Dr. Science.
Hashtag monkey fingers.
I'm going to let Dr. Science shine this morning.
What's the new hashtag, Lynn?
Hashtag
monkey fingers.
I came with you this morning. 570-WPG if you got somebody you want to let shine, man.
So thank you.
All in.
It's 2000.
No Limit Larry, the Morning Madhouse, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. I was just on Amazon trying to find that monkey so I can go to the ATM and make a withdrawal. Somebody wanted to tell us real quick though about their pet and their pet's talent. Good morning.
Hey, my pet is, I got a 55-gallon fish aquarium. I've been had it for 17 years and my algae eater is a killer. I'm serious. My algae eater is 17 years old. The other fish might have been maybe about 10 years old. He caused one to jump out and kill himself. He committed suicide. He chased the other two around the tank, and they had a heart attack.
So what you're telling us is that you got a fish that's a murderer.
Yep.
You know what?
Yep, so is.
A killer fish? You got a piranha?
No. It's an algae eater. He's supposed to keep the tank clean.
Yeah, I know what you're talking
about. But here lately, he's been killing my fish. And all my fish were over 10 years old. The algae eater is actually 17 years old.
And he done killed every damn body.
He don't kill everybody, so he's alone in the damn tank.
He got a damn Jason-ass fish. Get this damn Jason-ass fish out of here.
He wanted to be alone. He wanted a bachelor pad.
Wait a minute, Jessica. He didn't have the right for that. Them fish that he killed was almost $50 a piece. I'm about ready to put his ass in the trash.
Were they black fish? He might be racist.
You better not do that.
Yeah,
you
black.
Might come up
he
missing.
Black. You know, the other fish was regular goldfish.
Oh, yeah, he might have been racist, Burpee.
Yeah, he might have been
racist. $50 goldfish you out here buying?
Go to the pet store in Gastonia. They real high over there because you buy them kind of big. They kind of big. Mm-hmm. When you get them. I don't get the small ones anymore.
Well, send me a picture of this damn fish tank so I can see this damn killer fish.
Well, you have to wait till I get home because I'm at work.
When you get home, send me a picture.
I sure will.
See, that's why the only fish black people mess with. That's why the only fish black people mess with is croaker, whiting, catfish,
and spot.
You're stupid, Murphy.
Tilapia.
I kid you not. He killed my fish.
Damn, killer fish. No, psycho serial killer. Another Larry the Morning Madhouse, man. We're going to let y'all shine up next. You got somebody you need to let shine. Frontline workers, man. Shout out to all the truck drivers out there doing their thing. 570-WPEG. You know what we say. Your kids doing well.
Hashtag monkey fingers.
Your mama doing well. Shout out to your daddy. Ryder Rich, DJ Mustard, high fashion.
Nothing on that beat.
You know, she made that type. She don't need no applause.
Another Larry the Morning Madhouse, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B, man. Shout out to the nurses, the frontline workers, mail carriers, Amazon drivers, truck drivers, firefighters, everybody out there, man. You know, you got somebody out there doing their thing. You need to let them shine. Call in right now. We just want to spread positivity in a negative world. 570-WPEG. Your kids doing well. Your mama doing well. Shout out to your daddy.
Shining from a mile. Queen City put the shine on the crown. Hey, shout out everybody out here bossing. Huh. You know we got to shine. Big flossing. Yeah. Hey, I want to send a shout out to my people out here handling the business. Real. I'm going to tell the whole city that you. My girls and my fellas, you love them, then tell them. Make sure they get the flowers while they can still smell them.
Shine. All right, I want to let somebody shine this morning. Two people. First off, I want to let Jessica's brother, Dr. Science, shine. Because I got another question for him, Jessica. I don't want to call him back today, but we got to call him back. And I really... I know, but I really want to know this. You know, he's always, we always asking him about the animal kingdom. And Jatana just alluded to the fact that that one of her fish committed suicide. I had a rabbit that I said committed suicide. Oh, so man. I want to know, do animals commit suicide? Is it possible for an animal to commit suicide? I want to know that. But I want to let him shine this morning because no matter what time we call, he always pick up the phone and he's always on go and he's always ready. That's why I want to let him shine this morning. So shout out to Dr.
Well,
Sign.
Burby, I mean, there he is. Shining, yeah. Oh.
What'd you say, Jessica?
In addition to that, like, Brian really is a scientist.
Yeah.
We don't just make that up. And so, you know, parents, if you're at home and you're looking for things to do with your kids, he does weekly science projects, and I always post those on our website, power98fm.com. So you all can check out his work there.
That's what's up. Good morning. Who you trying to let shine this morning?
Kaden Reed.
What Kaden Reed doing?
She was class president, and she was youth of the year.
Okay. What school?
Mary Brimley in Gaffney, South Carolina.
Gaffney, South Carolina. Go on, let them shine.
Come on,
though.
Now.
And real quick, I want to let my homeboy Doc Reed shine, man. Doc Reed has been stepping up, has been
Doc Reed
on point, handling everything for Black Love Charlotte with my man Murph and my girl Deb is out of town. So shout out to my boy Doc Reed, big dog. Coming up, man, you know what it is. Miss Jessica's got it for you. Nosy Neighbor News is dropping right around 7:24. It's Pot 98.
It's never too early to turn up.
Nah, man. I don't find out who it is when we're getting it and what the name of the album is going to be. Tamar Braxton has a new business venture. I'm going to let you know what that is. And Travis Scott, we're getting details about someone that he used to date in the industry before Kylie Jenner. Who was it?
Rihanna. You know everybody did. Everybody in the industry dated Rihanna. So, Rihanna.
One of Destiny's children.
Which one?
Michelle.
No. Kelly.
Okay. Find out who it is. It's coming up in the Nosy Neighbor News next.
I want to know what it is. Quick is trying to fight.
That's your Nosy Neighbor News.
Wiki!
Right after music from Megan Thee Stallion featuring Beyonce, it's Savage the remix here on Charlotte's Plug Power 98.
Want no smoke with me? Okay. And turn this mall up 800 degrees.
What the hell going on here?
Hey, hey, nosy neighbors. Miss Jessica, the girl next door, here with your nosy neighbor news for Thursday, May 28th. It looks like the girls between Jagged Edge and 112 have spawned some new music. Jagged Edge hopped on social media to announce that they are releasing a new album. The post debuted the artwork for the album and it's going to be titled A Jagged Love Story. An official release date was not given, but according to the post, the album will drop sometime next month. Are you excited about the album? Head on over to my Instagram page at Hey Miss Jessica in my stories and vote in my people's poll. An investigation into Gabrielle Union's complaints of racism on the Cuz Got Talent has concluded and her allegations were unfounded. The Outside Review says she said her claims had no bearings on the show's decision to drop her as a judge in a statement.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
NBA said through an investigation process, it has been revealed that no one associated with the show made any insensitive or derogatory remarks about Miss Union's appearance and that neither race nor gender was a contributing factor in the advancement or elimination of contestants at any time. Looks like those Travis Scott and Rihanna dating rumors back in the day were true. Word is Travis shared the secret with a podcast host of Throwing Fits. And at the time, he was also an editor of Complex. His name is Lawrence. And he was the one that spilled the tea online. Now, Travis was upset. And the slip actually hurt the relationship between Travis Scott and Complex. No word on why Rihanna and Travis split. Some say that it's because Rihanna thought Travis was too needy. Others say Travis couldn't deal with Rihanna's partying ways. Tamar Braxton has a new business venture. She hopped on social media to announce the launch of a new hair care product called OMG, You Grow Girl. The caption reads, "You guys ripped me to shreds about not having any edges, but guess what? I grew my edges and hair back with this formula. I love. You guys were laughing about my edges being snatched, and I'm about to help you grow yours back." Happy birthday to Gladys Knight. I'm Miss Jessica, the girl next door. That is your nosy neighbor news.
Jessica, Jessica. The
neighborhood. Power 98.
Another Larry the Morning Madhouse. Miss Jessica told you on the Nosy Neighbor News about Jagged Edge. What did she say the name of their new album is? 570-WPEG. First caller through, what we gonna give them, Miss Jessica?
They gonna get Polo G's brand new album.
All right, hit us up, 570-WPEG.
The Nosy Neighbor News is sponsored by Hendrick Auto. Keep it tapped in to No Limit Larry and the Morning Madhouse. Coming up at 7...
Go get that chopper bit, dog. No Limit Larry, the Morning Madhouse. Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B. Y'all know what time it is. It is time to hit the hottest hashtag on Instagram. You know what that is? Hashtag Larry Mad.
Woke up this morning with something on his mind. Larry is mad. Now let's see why.
I'm mad. Are you mad?
I'm mad.
Are we mad?
I'm mad at my big homie in this one, or if I'm mad at the police, but I'm mad. All right, everybody know my big dog 2 Chainz got a restaurant down in ATL. You know, he had delayed the opening of the restaurant, you know, due to COVID-19, even though they had said that they could open. Well, finally, 2 Chainz restaurant opened in the ATL. Escobar and Tapas. It was open. It was doing its thing. Next day, you know, whoop, whoop. That's the sound of the beast. Whoop, whoop. That's the sound of the police. They come up in the restaurant and they shut it down. Why did they shut down 2 Chainz restaurant? They shut it down because even though he delayed the opening of the restaurant and everything, the police came in, the Georgia State Police came in and said that they just happened to be riding by. They just happened to be riding by and they seen that the restaurant was open late, you know, outside of the guidelines for when the restaurant's supposed to be open, and that it was a whole lot of activity going on. They Georgia State Police said when they entered into the restaurant, they even put this in a report, that people were just in there eating, smoking a hookah like the pandemic was over. Well, the pandemic might not be over, but the restaurant was over for that night. They shut it down. Now, like I said, I don't know if I'm mad at 2 Chainz or if I'm mad at the Georgia State Police. I'm kind of mad at 2 Chainz because you know the COVID-19 guidelines. Nobody was in there social distancing. And the restaurant even posted everybody in the restaurant to their Instagram page. So y'all just go tell it on your damn self. Now, the Georgia State Police, I'm kind of mad at y'all, too, because how y'all just happen to be riding by? I just happen to be riding by 2 Chainz restaurant? All right. Now, I want to know how many other restaurants y'all done went and shut down during this COVID-19 pandemic down in the ATL. If y'all ain't shut down nobody else restaurant but 2 Chainz, Georgia State Police, I'm going to know something. I'm going to know something. Hit the hashtag, man. See what else I've been mad about. Damn, 2 Chainz. Get it together a bit, dog. Make sure you know, the restaurant gonna pop. You just gotta, you know what I mean? You just gotta abide by the guidelines. You got a chance to reopen this weekend, man. So go on and do your thing. And if you're headed to the A, stop by 2 Chainz restaurant and tell them, practice social distancing, wear your mask, and abide by the COVID-19 guidelines. Because they ain't playing. And Georgia State Police, I'm gonna need y'all to ride by some more restaurants and shut their ass down, too, or we gonna know something.
Take power.
Yes, sir. No Limit Larry, the Morning Madhouse, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. Y'all know how it goes down inside the Madhouse. Shout out to Incognito Boy live in the kitchen. Appreciate that boy in that thing over there, Anthony Hamilton, and my boy, Rick James. I'm Rick James. Yeah. You know what time it is now, man. It's time to get Burby's thoughts.
Sometimes I had them thoughts. It's Thursday, Larry. You know I got a list today. We're going to get right into it. Larry, it's one of my favorite days of the week. You know what I need you to do? Hit my hotkey. Shut your dumb ass up. Number one on the list. Kaya. My neck. My bike. No. Hell, she still got the same braids in now from that video. Aww. Have you seen what she did? She's still beefing with your girl, Larry. And first of all, this ain't even no punchline. This is the joke in itself. She said, I want to do a versus battle against Trina. Hit my hotkey. Shut your dumb ass up. Of what? A versus battle of what?
Her whole first album don't even have
20 songs on it. How the hell you going to do a 20-song versus battle against Trina, Kaya? That's not going to happen, ma'am. Shut your dumb ass up.
She's going to play my neck and back 20 times.
21 times. Because she's going to run it back.
She
said she wanted to shoot Trina in a video because she ran from the fight that they were supposed to have, just like she ran from her in this versus battle. You know what, Kaya? You need to stop trying to fill this, whatever kind of void it is you have against Trina, and fill that side gap that's missing in your damn mouth. That's what you need to do, Kaya. I don't want to hear nothing else from you. You're not relevant no more. Your reality show didn't even work out. Larry, hit my hotkey on Kaya. Shut your dumb ass up. Next. Michael Porter Jr. from the NBA. He plays with the Denver Nuggets. He tweeted, I want to pray for those cops that killed George Floyd. Okay, I understand where you're coming from, Michael Porter. And maybe you're mixed, and this is not the black side coming out of you. But You right now, the what, 2-3 days after this incident happened, you can't come out when these black people is out there rioting, looting, trying to tear the city up, saying you want to pray for the man that killed an unarmed black man who was down on the concrete and the cop had his knee in that man's neck. Michael Porter Jr., Larry Hitman Hockey.
Shut your dumb ass up.
I need you, sir, to tap into that black side that you got and understand that right now, saying that, maybe a year from now, maybe. Right now, no, ain't gonna happen. And to that person who called up here yesterday and said George Floyd was resisting arrest, resisting a handcuffed man on the concrete, on his chest, and the video showed that he didn't resist arrest, you're going to call up here to Power 98, an urban radio station, black hip-hop radio station, and say that that man was resisting arrest? First of all, I don't need you to shut up. I need your ass whooped. That's you. It's the news, quickie.
Y'all know.
Man, these folks got to hit his shit. No cap.
824 Nosy Neighbors. Time for another Nosy Neighbor News Quickie. Kevin Hart is opening up about his car accident. The comedian says that doctors told him that he would have been paralyzed had it not been for his core strength and fitness level prior to the accident, and that during recovery, he hid his degree of pain so that they wouldn't stop his physical therapy. Kevin also revealed that he switched to a plant-based diet to aid with his recovery, but he still dabbles in a little chicken from here to there, time to time, you know. I'm Miss Jessica, the girl next door. That is your Nosy Neighbor News Quickie.
I want to know what it is Quick is trying to say.
That's your Nosy Neighbor News.
Quickie!
Tell that. All right, and the name of the song is Don't Rush. You're hearing it here first on Charlotte's Plug, Power 98.
WPG, Charlotte's Plug for new hip hop and R&B. It is No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse. And our girl on the phone, Bourbon Jessica. Her? She on the phone. Tamar is her. What's up, Tamar Braxton?
Hello. Hello.
Good morning, Tamar Braxton.
Well, good morning.
On the line, Tamar. To talk about this brand new show. I have been excited about it ever since I heard about it. To Catch a Beautician. Tell us all about it.
Yes, listen. Everybody knows me to be a very, very honest person, right? It's the best show on television. I'm telling you right now. It's so good. I'm not saying it because I'm on it. I'm saying it because it's like Cheaters meets To Catch a Predator meets Bot. Yeah.
Wait a minute. What is happening on this show, Tamar?
That's a whole lot.
It's so good. So a client comes to us about a hair disaster that they have, right?
Mm-hmm.
And this girl named Taylor Coco, she comes, and she is telling us about her hairdresser who made her weave way too tight to the point where she felt like she was playing tug of war with her braids, right? Oh. So what happened, so her braids were snap, crackle, and pop off her head. And so we found the beautician, and we brought the beautician in, and the beautician thinks she's coming in to have, a conversation with my co-host, celebrity hairstylist, Johnny Wright. And I'm going to be honest, everybody, they don't know that we there, okay? Mm-hmm. So I'll come out from the back and bust the beautician and, get to the bottom of why you jacked up the client's hair. That's bomb, right? Now, Johnny offers them an opportunity to go through a boot camp to learn some new hair techniques so it won't happen again, and then the stylists get a chance to redeem themselves.
That's what's up.
Now, Tamar, what made you come up with this kind of show? Did somebody mess up your lineup?
Well, first of all, I didn't come up with the show. I didn't. The executives at VH1 and Scout came up with it with me in mind, but I have had a lot of hair catastrophes. Like, I mean, I had a lot of hair do's, but I have a whole lot more hair don'ts, for real.
Really?
What?
So, Tamar, you said that they give the beautician a chance to redeem themselves. Is it the same person? They're going to give the same person gives the beautician a second chance?
I don't want to give it away, but that's what I'm sitting here trying to tell you, girl. It's so juicy and good. Okay?
Hell no. I don't know if I give him a second chance to crack pop my edges.
So what if you went to a boot camp with the person who did, like, Michelle Obama's hair for the whole 8 years?
Now, oh, wow.
She's like, yeah, that's who Johnny Wright is. So she is like, just for me, perm box, like, worthy. You know what I mean? Everybody wants their hair to look like that.
Is Johnny standing next to him while they get while they do the second chance?
I ain't telling you. You got to tune in on Monday at 9 o'clock on VH1 and get your life.
Tamar, I ain't letting somebody push my hairline back any further than what it is. They ain't getting no damn second chance.
Well, you need to watch this because it's not just females. It's men, too, on
yeah.
there. Okay?
Nah. Charles can't do my hair no more. I got to get another barber.
Tamar, speaking of hairstyles, what is like your worst hairstyle experience? Because you said you had a few that wasn't right. So what is your worst hairstyle experience?
Oh, it's been a lot of terrible hairstyle experiences. But I think the one that sticks out to me the most is when I was young. Maybe I was about 13 or 14. And my sister Tracy put this system in my hair called New Era. And it's like a three-step system where like it's, You know, you put the process in, and then you put the neutralizing, and then you put this conditioning system in. But Tracy forgot to put the neutralizing part in.
Oh, no.
She forgot one of the steps.
Yeah. She's a beautician.
And I look like Tamar Patch Kid, because I had patches of hair all over. Like, my hair totally fell out.
And you rocked the bald head one time, right?
I did. I loved it.
I loved it, too. I wanted
it. It did look good.
Let me shut up. But how
and Tamar, we got you on the line. We got to ask you about music.
Okay.
What's going on? When are we getting some new music from
you? I get some of them vocals, girl.
Okay, so it's quarantine, so things are a little slow, right? Mm-hmm. But I did put out a single maybe about 6 weeks ago. It's called Crazy Kind of Love. It's a song off the soundtrack of True to the Game 2. And to be honest, I didn't write it. My publisher came to me, played it for me, and I instantly fell in love with it, and I instantly fell in love with music. Because remember, I was like, I ain't doing that no more, y'all. I can't. But I was going through a lot. I'm better now, you know. I'm putting together a record because I fell in love with music again. So that's what happened.
Tamar Braxton, now, before you go, I know it's early in the morning where you are, but can we get a sample of that voice?
Of who?
Of your voice.
Well, hold on. Tamar. We heard you do the Toni Braxton challenge. You killed it.
I was actually making fun of her. So
you killed it, though. Like, it sounded just like Toni Braxton.
Yeah, you know, Babyface and I have been doing this with Toni for years. So this is like an ongoing thing. So he gets on Instagram and he's like, oh, y'all want to know how to write a song with Toni Braxton? You got to put water in your mouth and try to sing.
That was hilarious.
So, hilarious. And so I was like, yeah, Babyface, that's cool, but you're not doing it right. So that's when I started. I was like, I think Babyface started the Toni Braxton challenge. So that's how that happened.
That's what's up. And we're on quarantine right now. Before we started the interview, you was talking about some of the weight you have gained. What have you been doing on quarantine?
Eating.
So advice is.
Eating, cooking, and cleaning, teaching, and that repeat. Repeat it. That's
how I've been doing. How many new snacks have you discovered over there?
Listen, I'm eating dumb stuff. Like, stuff I ain't eat since I was a kid, like Little Debbie, oatmeal.
Ooh, yeah.
Pie.
Yeah.
I ain't had a Dorito since I was 20. Like, it's crazy. Like, dumb stuff. Like,
what?
Crazy. Yeah.
I gained 15 pounds during the quarantine.
Well, that's good. That's not a lot of weight. Like,
yeah, it is.
When I gave birth to Logan. Like, for real, that's what I'm doing. Ridiculous.
I lost 5 pounds in the quarantine, but that's because I had a colonoscopy.
The doctor was digging in his booty, Tamar. The doctor was digging in his booty.
So, yeah, your new show is...
You need to do a show on how to catch a booty doctor.
Too much, fellas.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, it's Tamar Braxton, live inside the madhouse. Thank you, Tamar.
Thank you so much.
It's never too early to turn up.
Nah, I mean, I never
made love. Another Larry the Morning Madhouse, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. Wale right there with that bag coming up right around the corner. Y'all already know what it is inside the Madhouse. We're playing everybody's favorite game show. And everybody's been talking about these versus battles. Told y'all earlier that DMX, he's still putting a stamp on that he wants to battle Jay-Z.
I'm not worried about anybody. But you know who I'm going after.
If they did battle, if they did take on a versus battle, both of them catalog crazy. You got to pick one. Burp, who you want to roll with? You going to roll with Hov?
Yeah.
Just that's like it. That. Just like that. You think Hov just 20 songs, he going to smash DMX?
Smash, no. Win, yes.
Jessica?
It's a dumb question, Larry.
It's not dumb. This is people are
dumb question to ask me.
Tapping
you know
in.
Who I'm going with. My best friend.
Okay. Burby, you're good at this. You're good at I'm rolling with DMX. Burby, you're good at this pulling the songs and you know maybe pull 20 songs from each artist that they might use in right. the battle and let's put them up against each other and see what happened. Another versus battle that they're talking about. Me and Burby, we were just talking about this one in the studio. Bun B from UGK has said that he wants to see For the Culture UGK versus 8-Ball and MJG in the battle. Now, I said, you know, because a lot of they don't have a lot of mainstream records, but they do have records, you know, that, you know, if you're a fan of them, that you would know as a fan.
Right.
On the surface, who would you take in this battle?
Only because I know more 8-Ball and MJG songs, I would say them.
Okay. Jess?
Yeah, I'm going to have to go with Burp on this one. Yep.
Okay. I'm going UGK all day. I love 8-Ball. I think MJG is one of the most underrated rappers of all time to me, especially when you talk about the South. I've never heard him spit a whack bar ever. So, I mean, I get it. But when you talk about Pimp C and Bun B, whoo! Yeah, I think this would be a great battle, too, for at least for the South and for the Southern culture. This would be a definitely great battle. 8-Ball and MJG versus UGK. Now, Bun said he has spoken to Swiss about it, and he's going to call up 8-Ball and MJG and see if they want to do it. Not sure if we're going to get this battle, but I think for the culture, for the Southern culture, it would be big. I would love to see that. I would definitely tap into a 8-Ball and MJG versus UGK battle. Song for song, whew. They got a lot of underground hits, though, because, you know, UGK was big in Texas before they hit mainstream, as well as 8-Ball and MJG was big in Memphis before they hit mainstream. So I think it would be dope. All right, coming up right around the corner, y'all know what we're doing. We're playing everybody's favorite game show.
This is WPEG Concord, Charlotte, Gastonia, Rock Hill.
Way more fresher.
Charlotte's number one for hip-hop and R&B.
All day, every day.
And your home for No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse. And morning.
Here on Power 98.
Yes, sir. Let's play the game, baby. Y'all know what time it is. And if you win, we're going to hook you up. You know what we got for him. What we got for him, Ms. Jessica?
We got that new album from Polo G. You going to have it if you win Black Smart.
It's called The GOAT, courtesy of Columbia Records. Let's play. It's time to play everybody's favorite game show. Are you
Black Smart?
Okay. 570-WPEG. If you want to play, you want to test your black knowledge, you want to put your black card on the line, or if you win, you're going to win this Polo G brand new album. 570-WPEG. Come on, I'm waiting on you. Roddy Rich, DJ Mustard, High Fashion. Charlotte's Plug is Pot 88. Favorite game show. Are you
Black Smart?
98 WPG. Good morning. Who this here?
This is Nard.
What up, Nard? What's up, big dog?
What's up, man?
I can't call it. We're going to play Black Smart. We're going to give you three questions. If you get two of the three questions correct, you win. You are Black Smart. However, if you do not, Nard, we need your hood, black card. Ooh, bars.
Effortless bars.
Kick it off, Jessica. What you got for Nard?
In 2016, this rapper coined the term during an interview, put some respect on my name. Who is it?
Dang, I forgot.
Mm. No.
Damn, no. Damn. What you got for him, Burby?
All right. When shooting dice, why do you want that funky 7 to hit?
So you can get it. That double, 4, 5, 6.
What?
No, 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 no.
I don't think Herbert asked the question correctly, but whatever he say, yeah, that ain't it.
I did ask the question correctly.
No, he did.
Yes, I did.
No, he did.
Come on, Seven, with your phone case. Why do you need a phone case?
That came from a movie, though, Herbert. You got to say from the movie.
You win when you get that, Sam. I know you
do. Nah, bro.
No. Hell no. See, you tried to help him, man.
Hell no.
I know you was going with it. That's why I tried to
no, no, no. Yeah, to the no. Well, to the no. To the no, no, no. Listen.
Card number 31 has been removed. This is card number 31 during this pandemic that we have removed from a person. Y'all just ain't black smart no more. Y'all just done forgot your black.
Power 98's Black Smart is brought to you by U.S. Auto. Better vehicle.
No Limit Larry, the Morning Madhouse, Charlotte's plug for your new hip-hop and R&B. I miss Jessica. What was that question of the day today?
We wanted to know, outside of social media, what has been your favorite app during the pandemic?
Man, they tapped in on my page on this one. Roxanne said Gmail. Miss Nikki 1127 said Wells Fargo Online. The Travel Goods said YouTube. Motherly Drip said my banking app. Imagine Her Sparkle said my banking app. And a lot of people also said the same app that I said, which is Robinhood. And shout out to Devondia Hamilton. She said Amazon. And of course, Nunu said Cash App.
My girl Amber said Pinterest. Valencia says all of her games, which I've been downloading probably a lot of games also. Let's see. Dyron Connor says Netflix and TikTok. Kendra Johnson says the Peloton app. And Tamika Thompson says Beachbody on Demand.
Beachbody? What is that? Beachbody?
I think that's a workout app.
Probably is. Beachbody. It sounds like a workout app.
Nene said Pornhub.
Hey.
Ryan Carroll said the weather app. Channing Burnett said his calculator. Mm. What are you doing on a calculator?
He probably trying to add up the money he done stole.
Marilyn said Tidal. Courtney Todd said Cash App. Anthony Collins said GarageBand and BM3.
Mm. What is BM3?
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. I know about GarageBand, but I don't know about BM3.
Yeah, I don't know what BM3 is.
Y'all know the voicemail is locked and loaded. Mr. What the Hell, he's on here talking to Burpee. And, of course, other people want to chime in about what's their favorite app. Go ahead on.
One of the best apps you should be using right now is Robinhood.
Ooh, good morning, mad-ass, yes, crazy little house. I just want to spread a little love today with all that's going on. I just want to let y'all know God is still in charge. I just want to let y'all know it is good to be black and melanated and that you are so beautiful, especially Mr. What the Hell, Murphy, Larry, and even my sister Jessica. I mean, we dibble and dabble on the other side, too, sometimes. But, you know, but hey, Mr. What the Hell, come see me later, boo.
Oh, this is Mr. What the Hell, Murphy. I've been trying to figure out what you were trying to say when you said we need to change our mind frame. Burpster. Did you see or hear the Central Park Karen video? Did you hear the drama and the distress she put in her voice when she said an African-American man is attacking her? See, she knew all she had to do was say an African-American man or a black man was attacking her, and she knew something would happen. But thank God it backfired on her monkey ass. See, that could have been another Central Park 5 where this man did time for a crime he did not commit. It could end up being like Floyd, rest in peace. But this been happening so long, Burt. How can we change our mind frame? It's been going on since Emmett Till, the movie Rosewood, which was a true story. So I don't know, man. White people scare me sometimes. And No Limit, you ask the monkey got fingerprints. All you got to do is fingerprint. Toodles, monkey ass.
Hold on. Mr. What the Hell. What I meant by changing our mindset is in the fact that when are we going to fight back? That's the mindset that I meant. I didn't mean anything like take a step back from or don't do anything. No, never that. If you know me, you know I'm militant. I am the one that's the revolution will be televised, all of that. I love what's going on in Minneapolis right now. Just burn the whole city down. That's how I feel. What I meant by our mindset is we say a lot. We got all these hashtags. We got all this. Everybody always Everybody's reposting the video. I'm not saying don't look at the video at all, but I'm talking about the reposting of it, the resharing of it. I get that. But now it's okay. All right. We've talked about it enough. We've talked enough. What's the next step? We know the next step. Let's actually do the next step.
All right. Every morning, you can tap in on the Madhouse Question of the Day at 6:05. We play responses back at 9:25.
It's No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse voicemail. The views and opinions expressed are those of the Power 98 listeners and not the views and opinions of Power 98 or its advertisers.
What's going on, nosy neighbors? It's Miss Jessica, the girl next door. It is time for your nosy neighbor news for Thursday, May 28th. It looks like the versus battle between Jagged Edge and 112 has spawned some new music. Jagged Edge hopped on social media to announce that they are releasing a new album. They posted the artwork and the title is going to be A Jagged Love Story. No release date just yet, but according to the post, the album is supposed to drop sometime next month. Now, I have a poll up on my Instagram page at Hey Miss Jessica wanting to know, are you looking forward to a new Jagged Edge album? And 62% of people say yes, they are.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. I mean, Jagged
Edge. Not at all.
Jagged Edge make good music. I'm looking forward to a new Jagged Edge album. What about you, Jess?
It ain't something that I'm like, when are they gonna come out yeah. with one?
You ain't a Jagged fan?
I will listen to it to see what it sounds like.
Who you like better, Jagged Edge or 112?
112.
Okay.
I'm a bigger 112 fan.
I was a fan of both. Yeah. When they were relevant. I don't think anybody's looking for Jagged Edge anymore.
I mean, it's the people
they have their core fans.
Don't get me wrong. People
who are their fans. These battles are doing great things for these artists that you know, we haven't heard from in a long time. People are going back and they're listening to the music because these artists make classic music.
Yeah.
And
the music, the way music is now, it's nothing that I don't think Jagged Edge can make an album.
I think they can. And I think they probably, with this versus battle, have developed some new fans because new people probably tapped in. And it's like, who might have discovered a group like, who's
new
this?
People? The least amount of people tapped in.
But still, it could have been some new people.
Nah.
And I think that a lot of people didn't type in, one, because it was on a holiday. It was on a Monday. People forgot about it. You know, they had to go to work. And also, the sound was horrible.
Yeah, the sound was horrible.
The sound was horrible. I don't know if it would have done that bad had it been, like, on a Saturday night.
Teddy Riley and Babyface was on a Monday, and they got 800,000.
That's because their first chance was on a Saturday.
So
they knew it was coming back.
It was still a Monday. It was a work day.
It wasn't a holiday. Everybody was gone. Everybody got a tag.
They was out. Everybody got Instagram on their phone. They could have still watched.
We was busy.
Nah, bro.
And the sound was bad, Bert.
I'm pretty sure they'll sound good. Hell, Jodeci came out with a new album, but didn't nobody buy it.
Yeah, somebody bought it.
Jodeci has not been on Versus yet. We'll see the impact of Versus with this.
There you go.
We'll see the impact of Versus with this one. An investigation into Gabrielle Union's complaints of racism on the set of America's Got Talent has concluded and her allegations were unfounded.
Oh, wow.
The NBA said through the investigation process, it's been revealed that no one associated with the show made any insensitive or derogatory remarks about Mrs. Union's appearance and that neither race nor gender was a contributing factor in the advancement or elimination of a contestant at any time.
Mm. So they just said it basically in their eyes that she kind of made it up to them.
I mean, did we think that there was going to be a different response?
I don't know. I mean, some of these things have, you know, sparked some other stuff.
This is just one of those instances where it doesn't make us look good.
They hired the investigation firm to invite allegations against them. Did you think that there was going to be something different? No. It's never going to come out.
That confused me.
They are the ones. That's like, Burpee, me accusing you of doing something and then you hiring the people to investigate the situation. What you think that they're going to do? You going to pick somebody that's going to side with you?
Well, the NFL does it all the time. They hire a separate investigation firm to investigate. Yeah. And they find things. So, I mean, you just never know.
I'm not shocked.
Yeah, I'm not shocked either. I mean, I'm just crazy.
Tamar Braxton has a new business venture. She hopped on social media to announce the launch of a new hair care product called OMG You Grow Girl. The caption read, "You guys ripped me to shreds about not having any edges, but guess what? I grew my edges and hair back with this formula. I love you guys. We're laughing about my edges being snatched, and I'm about to help you grow yours back too."
Tamar is so crazy. What's wrong with her?
Y'all better get them edges.
Yeah. Get your edges back. Got a new hair care product. Get your edges back.
You all can check that out. I saw on her page that she only had like 100 bottles of it. So you got to, like, I guess it's like the first shipment of it. You got to go ahead and get it early. Happy birthday to Gladys Knight. I'm Miss Jessica Leroy next door. That is your Nosy Neighbor News.
WPG, Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B. Y'all know what's coming up next inside the Madhouse. Coming up at 9:55, we're going to roll call. You can roll call with me.
What just happened?
Nothing.
No. I heard that. You have to explain that. I feel like one
what's
of the
Instagram?
Listeners. What just happened?
What's your Instagram? So they can go live. Larry, tell me your Instagram so they can go live with you.
No, Burpee. You be quiet. Larry, I need to know what just happened.
Oh, God. Burpee was over there trying to exercise in the window and fell into the blinds.
I didn't fall into the blinds. I just kicked him. I didn't fall into him.
And now that you say it, the sound that I heard makes complete sense.
I don't know what it get. Sit down,
it
somebody.
Sounds like you fell into the blinds, Burpee.
I didn't fall into them. I just kicked them.
Hey, here come Burpee that tore the blinds up. Why they
lying?
Got them beers over there on the side?
That ain't got nothing to do with me. I kicked it at the bottom.
Them folk gonna come back to that studio and find that studio completely broken once the corona
over.
Oh, my
God.
You made it seem like...
Sit down, Burpee. Why you just won't sit down? You like a bad little kid.
It seemed like I dove head first into the damn
It fell off the edge.
All I did was kick the bottom.
He was trying to do them little step-ups, and Mr. Step ups into the blast. Sit your ADD self down somewhere.
Larry's Instagram is at I Am No Limit Larry. Mine is at I Am Burpee, B-U-R-P-I-E.
Ain't nobody roll calling with you.
Hey, Miss Jessica, with an MS.
We'll be back at 9:55. I can't.
The morning turn up is real.
Okay. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.